Saudi airstrike in the Yemeni province of Sa'dah has killed at least 25 people. Earlier on Saturday, Yemen's Ansarullah fighters attacked Saudi forces in the kingdom's Asir region, killing one soldier. The assault came in response to Saudi Arabia's war on Yemen, which began in March 2015. Iran's foreign ministry spokesman has expressed deep regret over the killing of an Iranian fisherman by a Saudi coast guard in Iran's southern waters. Bahram Qasemi says Iran has launched an investigation into the incident. Separately, Iran's deputy interior minister has criticized the attack as inhumane. An Iraqi fighter jet has targeted Daesh positions in the west of Mosul, killing at least 15 terrorists there. Iraq's military says 7 foreign nationals are among the dead. Iraqi government forces have been engaged in a large-scale operation to liberate the terrorists' last major stronghold in the country. An advisor to Syrian President Bashar al-Assad has renewed accusations that the US and its allies are funding and arming Daesh terrorists. Huthaina Shaban says Washington and the terror group both seeking to destabilize the region. She's also slammed the U.S. for targeting Syrian army positions. In Colombia, three people, including a French woman, have been killed in an explosion that rocked a mall in the capital, Bogota. The city's mayor has condemned the incident as a, quote, cowardly terrorist attack. Colombia's president has also denounced the attack and ordered a probe. Venezuelan opposition activists have gathered in the capital, Caracas, to protest against the government of President Nicolas Maduro. The demonstrators are calling for fresh elections to oust Maduro. More than 60 people have lost their lives since March, when anti-government protests began to flare. In Spain, thousands have hit the streets of the capital, Madrid, in a show of solidarity with asylum seekers. The protesters have urged the government to take in more refugees from war-torn countries. Spain has accepted fewer than 10% of the refugees it promised to resettle. And French expatriates have gone to the polls to cast their ballots in the second round of parliamentary elections. The second round of the race in metropolitan France will begin on Sunday. The elections are particularly important for President Emmanuel Macron, who is seeking a majority for his party.